brought to you by Beltone, a leader in hearing healthcare. This week, Ken Lane, the mountain gardener of Waters Garden Center in Prescott, Arizona, shares information on how houseplants can improve your mental health. Can plants really improve mental health? Are they really therapeutic? Check out the psychology of plants and research done regarding mental health and houseplants. There is a good reason those fiddle-leaf figs are flying off the shelves. Houseplants are a boon for your mental health, especially during these socially deprived and tumultuous times midst COVID, civil unrest, and divisive politics. Soneside surveyed nearly 1,000 people to see how their plants influence their stress levels with some fascinating results. They found some of the top reasons for purchasing plants since COVID began are to beautify living spaces, 65% with 54% noting they wanted to have something else to focus on. Talking to your plants is apparently normal, with 55% responding they speak to their plants. In the face of months and months of social isolation, we're all for talking to Farley the fern and Fifi the ficus. But beyond beauty and the hobby of caring for plants, they benefit us in many ways. Houseplants provide a taste of nature. Houseplants are an easy way to bring the outside in and reap the restorative and calming effects of nature. Time magazine reported forest bathing, spending time around nature lowers stress levels, reduces blood pressure, and has an overall relaxing effect on the body. Tending to plants teaches us self-care. As some struggle with their mental health, it's a comfort to know something as simple as watering a plant or giving your green babies some food is a boon for your mental state. Sabrina Romanoff, doctor of psychology working at Lenox Hill Hospital in New York City, found habits formed when caring for plants lay the foundation of doing these things for yourself. They create a positive mental feedback loop. Plants are a metaphor for ourselves, tangible evidence of what can happen when we are consistent, do what needs to be done, and adapt to our environmental needs. Plants teach us the outcome is worth the effort and that we are constantly growing and evolving. Plants boost creativity. There are so many benefits to having indoor plants, especially as people are working from home more and more. As we stare endlessly at the walls of isolation, we need a double dose of creative energy. This includes improved cognitive function and creativity. A Texas A&M study found having indoor plants in the workplace dramatically enhances idea generation, creative problem solving, and boosts concentration. The Dutch have a name for this, gezellig. This translates to coziness, comfort, and relaxation that provides a sense of well-being. Houseplants increase productivity. It is hard to stay focused with endless screen time and long Zoom calls. Plants provide much-needed mojo. A Journal of Experimental Psychology found the presence of plants in the workplace led to increased productivity, positive perceptions of air quality, and higher levels of concentration, comments Dr. Romanoff. They observed increased workplace satisfaction with objective measures to increase productivity as a result of plants in the workplace. She continues, "This is a testament to how plants enrich our environment's mood and well-being." Reduces anxiety with a boost to mood. Have a coffee with a friend or take a class at your favorite yoga studio. Even going to church right now is difficult during COVID. Adding more houseplants to your windowsill is a low-effort way to ease your mind and lower stress levels. Exposure to indoor plants has positive effects on mental health. When we're in the presence of indoor plants, the activity of our sympathetic nervous system, which is the fight-or-flight portion of our nervous system, decreases, says Dr. Janelle Louis. Indoor plants promote a sense of relaxation, comfort, and calm. Many of us are not lucky enough to walk through a forest. Houseplants are the perfect escape. Research showed active interactions with houseplants such as repotting, pruning, touching, and smell have the same stress-reducing effects as spending time in a forest. If you are not into owning houseplants, try heading to your local park, a tree-lined path, or a grassy field. Spending time in green space has positive effects on mental health. Being exposed to green space for as little as 20 to 30 minutes leads to a significant drop in our levels of the stress hormone cortisol, says Dr. Louis. High levels of cortisol for prolonged periods are associated with mood swings, anxiety, depression, and other mental health concerns. Waters Free Garden Class Series Saturdays at 9:30 a.m. This weekend, Waters is hosting a free houseplant class on Saturday at 9:30 a.m. We go deep into growing better houseplants. Check out this spring's entire class selection offered every Saturday at Waters Garden Center. Gen 15, happy, healthy houseplants with professional style. Gen 22, top local landscapes with flair. Gen 29, why January is the month to plant wildflowers. Until next week, I'll be helping gardeners relax with more houseplants here at Waters Garden Center. This article was written by Ken Lane. He can be found throughout the week at Waters Garden Center, 1815 West Iron Springs Road in Prescott, or contacted through his website at watersgardencenter.com or top10plants.com. Get more gardening tips from Waters Garden Center in the Mountain Gardener column on signalsaz.com. Did you know you can now listen to all your news and events updates on the Prescott Podcast Network, Cast 11? Follow Cast 11 on Facebook, facebook.com/cast11az. Follow Cast 11 on Buzzsprout, cast11.buzzsprout.com. Cast 11, be curious.